The National Gallery Prague is Czechia's foremost and largest art institution. Its goal is to preserve the nation's artistic heritage and promote it to both its domestic population and an international audience. With that goal in mind, what does it really mean to be a national gallery? In today's politicized climate, some would use the term to exclude and demote minorities. So how does this celebrated art institution create a balance between celebrating Czech artists and recognizing the diverse nature of the country's artistic heritage? I went to the Kinsky Palace, one of the gallery's many exhibition spaces, in Old Town Prague to meet with its director, Alicia Knast, to find out how she addresses this challenge.
Your questions, which are obviously one part of this story, but also what concerns us, and that's kind of everyday questions we ask ourselves. First, mainly your first questions: what national today means, and why we actually ask ourselves what it actually means. And national means for everyone who is part of that community, meaning, you know, really everyone across the genders, sort of. Minorities, and we really try to do whatever we can to cover that and really to make sure that no one is excluded from it on the basis of programming, you know, the collection, and also the audience development. We really want that to be reflected in whatever we do. And it's not easy. We don't feel that we do whatever we should be doing in terms of accessibility. There will be always a barrier of money. In this part of the world, the entry to the galleries is paid, which shouldn't be in that spirit. That's really art, the culture should be accessible more for people who are from disadvantaged communities. But we, in this system, the entry was paid and is paid, probably will be paid for some time until there will be a political will really to change it, or political meaning as a their political representation will feel like it's really more beneficial to skip that barrier and really make it for free. That definitely, that's our ambition. We will be always advocating for it. That's something which we really believe in, and we and the results, are obvious. Everyone refers to free entries in Anglo-Saxon world and. To the galleries and museums, and we know that it really increases the well-being of the society, the understanding of the what really identity is and how it's shaped and where we were, what we are going to do, and I think it's extremely important just not to build that barrier in a society. I'm very glad that libraries are for free, because the state pays for loans of the books, and myself, I have a dream that maybe there will be one day that we can do that.
So when you're describing national, correct me if I'm wrong, you're already making it inclusive, diverse, which is sometimes people would describe it differently.
You know, if you look at it as a difficult concept, then it will be difficult. For me, it's extremely easy. The galleries and museums are the place where the differences are seen. Because that reflects the society. We as a team should reflect society. Therefore, we should be, diverse in terms of generations and disabilities and, all, you name it, what type of minorities you want to reflect upon. But also, we really think that from time to time, this kind of reflection upon what national means is necessary. This institution is named that way since 1949, when the state decided to name it this way. We are not the only one. I mean, there's plenty of other institutions which are named this way. And it always reflects a need just to have something representative. Meaning, to us today, meaning inclusive. It does not mean that we should reflect current political representation, or it's not that. We really should really see the difference and try to reflect them, and not to balance this out, and really be realizing, of course, the state strategy, and that's given, but also remembering that the art institutions are are also to take out of the comfort zone everyone. I mean, me, you, we should all really try to challenge ourselves for what we know, what we believe in, and what we think it's important. This without this, we are not going to move forward, because otherwise we will, you know, be sitting on trees still. So I personally feel that there's no many institutions or formats in cultural world which can reflect that. I mean, museums are really excellent in galleries because you can, it's very egalitarian when you really see the people coming and you see the diversity, diverse groups coming to the institution. And you can also, and you have to cater for it. In a Czech environment, Czech Republic, the one thing which is difficult is the fact that we have our buildings really positioned, located in listed buildings, meaning that it's physically less accessible than we would like them to be. But otherwise, we feel that really this is something we on a daily basis we discuss it. And it is about physical accessibility. It's about intellectual accessibility. This discussion will never ever end.
And so, yeah, so you're really respecting the establishment, let's call it the political establishment or national establishment. You're including all these minorities, you were listing some of them. So what's the role of activism in the national gallery?
Oh, that's a very that's an excellent question. Artists are activists, full stop. I mean, they aim is really just to make us think. So the activism in DNA in every artwork you actually see on the walls. So we should not be an institution which is saying, well, activism is something we don't really accept as a phenomenon. I mean, far from it. That's not what we are. Mm-hmm. And but on the other hand, we would like us also to be kind of a subject of this discussion. We don't want to be only a kind of dehumanized sort of entity, because we do have our feelings as well, and we also have our values. So, I mean, the best is really just to really discuss those issues and yes, move ourselves from the positions as a team and activism. And we have really beautiful examples of that discussion. I won't go into details, but I really strongly believe that when we say how we feel about this, then we can do something better, but together. Of course, with one condition, it should be somehow complying with the law. We cannot propagate hate speech or things like that. That's absolutely no going. But that's I think obvious. But it's painful process. It's painful process on both sides, because there is this kind of could be an anger in the institution that when we do our job and we try to protect the heritage. But on the other hand, and we are vulnerable, we will never ever have a protection that we will, you know, be protected entirely. But, you know, as everything, it's just about treasuring what is ours and talking about it. And definitely one main point with this dialogue is our institution is not nothing abstract. It is a group of people. Meaning that they have their own values and emotions and they decided to work somewhere for some purpose. Very often it's not for money, really. So
would you say that the National Gallery is inherently protecting democratic values in that sense, because you're protecting?
Yeah, that is very, very beautiful way of putting it, in a way that I am too kind of maybe modest to worded it this way, as you worded it. But yes, that's something I think an entire team may very much strive for, and it's difficult to fill it in, not to make it empty words, and it's difficult to make it on our level, you know, our team, because then we need to govern those processes in the same way as we want it to be seen outside, meaning the way we decide about things. is also, I'm not saying democratic because there is someone who has to take the responsibility, but definitely it's through discussion and through some sort of, I wouldn't say compromise, but I really like the word consensus, and I strongly believe that in kind of mature groups, mature teams, this is possible, and it's very satisfying. It sounds like a kind of paradise, what I'm saying to you, but it's not. There are conflicts, there are disagreements, there are people who feel that it shouldn't be done differently. So I would like the listeners to know that that's a really very intense type of working within the team, but at the same time the results are that we like each other, and we really I would say care about each other, and that's something which makes me think that maybe this method is not wrong. Of course, we just smoothly went from democratic society into working within the team, but I think it's extremely connected, because we cannot preach what we don't do ourselves. So,
and so that conflict, I imagine that censorship is also connected to it. How do you decide what exhibitions to choose right now? There's a very politically charged environment, East versus West. Ukraine is distancing itself from Russian historical heritage and art heritage. So what's the role in not only Galleria?
Also, very much thank you for that question, because the way we try to do is, first of all, we decided ourselves what are the topics we want to tackle, and we, of course, we made a definition of needs we need to fill in. We know that the needs are there. We know that we should not be idle, we should do something about it. So that was, what was it? It was really the exile artists who are not known here or not well known, and they were active abroad. So in terms of the capacity, we can do that because we are big enough just to really see what was going on abroad, and then to at least some of those artists present to the Czech audience. That's our one goal we gave to ourselves. The other goal was really to rethink the role of a woman in art history, because that by chance, by this way of describing, because of the historiographical reasons, this presence of female artists was really on the margin. So we really made a lot of proposals, which then turned out to be a pillar of our strategy, which is the woman artists, and then we did several exhibitions already. And another topic is in terms of with solidarity with Ukraine and the war in Ukraine as a main inspiration. We said, well, what we can do as an institution, I mean, how many conflicts we can follow, support or not support, or what shall we do, and how, where are we? So we decided just to go for something else, and it's partially related to my background, which is Polish, and for me the word solidarity is kind of secret. So I decided just to maybe inspire the team that we should not look at this from the point of view of supporting only one conflict, but really remember that there are so many conflicts around it, that the issue is really to remember that there's something like human rights, and those human rights are something, a starting point. And then we can take it from there, and also the topic of how artwork can express the solidarity with someone else, and we have the beautiful examples from the past. So we decided to go into that route, and it was extremely, I was touching for the team. The outside world is probably tired with the issue of conflicts all over the world, in Gaza Strip, in Ukraine, in Sudan, and everywhere else, but I think we need to go back to the basics, which is the human rights, and say well, there are ways just to express our solidarity, even if we think there is none. They are.
And so, last question here: what do you want your tenure to be remembered by? You have this international background that we weren't touching on. something along those lines, or some of the exhibitions that you're touching on, there's some feminist undertones there, or is it all of those things?
You summarize it, but I would add one, a couple of more. One will be the fact that I really work very hard, and results might be beyond my tenure, unfortunately, of really presenting Czech art abroad, really showing the phenomena of Czech art in places which they thought that they know the canon, but actually they don't. If the Czech art is not included, then that means that it's artificial, it's not really representative. And me being from Poland, I also really knowing very well the Western world, by now as a part of the network, and earlier by leaving those countries, I really feel that this is artificial barrier. And I'm sure that you yourself, with your backgrounds, feel it as well, that there is a barrier, the language barrier, meaning that maybe now it will change because we have intelligence, but that no one really tried to go deep into those issues, because that was really the something which not allowed people to really understand those phenomena, like Czech surrealism or Czech cubism or mysticism or things like that. I think the main part of it is really just to challenge the European canon, really, with this Czech art thing. That's something I strongly believe that it will be beneficial for all. And second thing is also really, leave behind an institution which is kind of stable in a way that it's a group of people who really know what to do, have the tools to do it. They develop themselves on a regular basis. I mean, there is development embedded in a personal development and institutional development, and that we really cut out this type of governance, which is really executive decision and kind of one-man show or type thing. It's not something I believe in. It's beneficial for cultural institutions. But I really strongly believe that we have a lot to offer outside, and I already see a lot of interest outside of really showing this Czech art in places which they are considered as kind of leading centers for exhibiting or art history.